As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Wednesday, March the 10th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. And again, today we're going to have a respite from the news. We're going to skip the news. I'm running naked, as they say in the big business. Sans the laptop. Still have a big computer problem trying to work my way through it. Anyway, we've got one computer running. We've got the main studio computer running, and I don't browse on that, so there's going to be no news today. We'll just talk about all the things that I've got in my library. Thousands of books. Certainly no paucity of information. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become a vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. I'll just go ahead and forego the contact information right now. My internet computer is down, so I'm not taking any emails. You'll just have to hang on to that one for a while. A big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Again, our call-in number does remain 866-841-1065. All Oracle listeners should have that written in crayon on the wall beside your telephone by now. Anyway, this morning, precious metals. Well, I'll tell you what. I woke up late. The alarm clock didn't sound. Trouble comes in threes, they say. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. Anyhow, I was able to get up on time because I generally get a rise early every single morning, several hours early, 3-4 hours. I get up before the broadcast begins just to tune up my brain and get my tongue working. And I thought to myself, well, I never have done it. I think I'll run a rebroadcast. So I thought, well, before I do that, I better check the gold. If gold is up, I'll come on air. If gold is down, I won't. Well, this morning, gold is up $1.50 at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Active trading out of New York City. Gold was up $1.50 at $1,123.74. So you can say that this broadcast today is being sponsored by gold. Had it been down, we'd be listening to a replay. Silver this morning up 10 cents, $17.39 an ounce. Platinum up 11 bucks above $1,600 at $1,601 even. Palladium up $4 at $471 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,121.20 for a low, $1,129.20 for a high, and $8 spread there, exactly. But at $1,123.74, your gold is up. Year to year, $226.30. You gotta like it. 25.22% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the London Bullion Market Association of Boys in London, they set the price at $1,124.50. We're trading just a little bit below that right now. The SPDR Gold Shares, the State Street Global Advisors, they've got reportedly on their website, they're holding 1,116.12 tons of gold for $40.03 billion in gold. Wow. Can you believe it? We'll be right back after this first commercial intermission. Stay with us. Much more to come today.
Team's TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, March the 10th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, just casting off our shoreline, pushing away from the dock and getting started on this morning's broadcast. Once again, my name is William Roberts. Let's go ahead and close out our market report for this Wednesday. An active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, live as we are, live on air. Gold was up a buck and a half, trading at $1,123.74 an ounce. Silver was up 10 cents at $17.39. Platinum up 11 bucks at $16.01. And palladium up 4 at $4.71. You know, if you're not making a little chart of this every day, folks, I'd strongly recommend that you do. It wasn't until after I'd been charting gold off these various and sundry price broadcasts that I started to get really interested in it back in the very early 90s. I could see that gold was at about the lowest level that I'd ever heard of, and certainly the announcers, the gold merchants were, you know, they were giving some pretty solid advice. When you buy low and you sell high, isn't that the idea? Well, I'm glad I took their advice, but I think there's still headroom, as they say, for gold in the future, so you might take a look at that. But also silver, platinum. Look where platinum is today, up 11 bucks, $1,601 an ounce. Palladium, up $4 more at $471 an ounce. Anyway, I give this information out. I give it out the same way every day, so you might get in the habit of just making some notes, jotting them down, maybe not writing all of it down. I don't know how you possibly could, but I do try and provide a, a little bit of an index as to what's happening in the marketplace. Not so much to make this a financial broadcast, but to give us a, it's like the doctor putting a stethoscope on the chest of the financial system. Every morning, are we awake? Are we alive? Is the heart beating? Well, yeah, it seems to be. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market again this morning, $1,121.20 for a low. $1,129.20 for a high, so about an $8 spread there. And again, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 12 yesterday at 10,564. How it's doing that, I don't really understand. I truly don't. It should be below 10,000 in my opinion. The NASDAQ up 9 at 2341. The S&P closed up 2 at 1,140. Crude oil this morning trading up 4 cents at $81.53 a barrel. Again, those are 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. You go to the pump and you do the math. You can crunch the numbers right here. You can see the spread between what they're giving up for oil in Oklahoma as opposed to what they're selling gold or oil to you, black gold, to you at the pump. That's the differential. That's what they have to play with in there. Of course, they're not paying anybody $81.53 for a barrel of oil as it comes out of the ground. A lot of voodoo in between there and there. Anyway, the U.S. dollar index this morning, the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc. is the website. Might want to go and visit with that. Keep that in your mind. Every time people talk about the dollar up and the dollar down and all the Forex, well, they're looking at that website. We should be too. The USDX, the dollar index, up 7 basis points, trading at 80.65. The USDX, as you know, is a trade-weighted basket of currencies. They take these various currencies and they put them in this little basket, and then they look it all over and they fudge the numbers up, and they put on their Phrygian cap and their Ouija board and a crystal ball, and they give us a number each and every day. The Forex market is influenced by the USDX because if you're going to get involved with foreign exchange, if you're in global commerce, if you're trading in commerce, you're going to need to be able to exchange U.S. dollars for the foreign currencies. And this is how they stack up in our little basket of currencies. The Canadian loonie this morning in our North American prosperity and security. I'm going to try and get it all straight. I'm running behind a little bit here. All right. Say that again, Will. The North American Security and Prosperity Agreement basket of currencies here this morning. The Canadian loonie. Off 11 basis points, trading at 97 cents U.S. The Mexican peso, flat on early trading. It's 8 cents U.S., but here's the multiplier. It's 12.6170 pesos per dollar. Here's the euro, up 8 basis points, trades at $1.36. The British pound is $1.50. That's down 24 basis points, or 0.24%, less than a percent. Less than a quarter of a percent, but we call it basis points. It's 0.24%. The Swiss franc, up 13 basis points. In other words, 0.13%, trades at 93 cents U.S. If you wanted to buy Swiss francs, you'd be picking up at 1.0737 Swiss francs per dollar. The bond market this morning, these are the bonded indebtedness, 2-year bonds. You can buy these things for about $90, $99, something like that. If you want to buy bonds, the bond market this morning, the 2-year bond, the yield on the 2-year bond is 0.90%. The 10-year yield is 3.73%. And the 30-year bond is 4.79%. Some people buy bonds, some people avoid them like the plague they are. Neither a borrower nor a lender be, is my advice. Mortgages this morning, 15-year mortgages moved down from a month ago where they were 4.41%. They moved down to 4.35%. So if you're going to get a fixed rate 15-year mortgage on a piece of property, let's say you're buying one of these houses in Detroit for a dollar or whatever they say they're supposed to be selling for, I would strongly recommend in a volatile economic market that you look at a 15-year mortgage as opposed to a 30-year mortgage so that you can save yourself about half in interest, which you're just throwing into the banker's pockets, get that mortgage behind you in half the time. Yeah, you got to pay a little bit more each month, but it isn't much more. The bankers will never show you the 15-year books, but I would suggest you run the amortization rate one time and see how far ahead you would be by getting 15-year mortgages rather than 30, which is what they always want to sell you. But that 30-year moves down from 5.08% a month ago to 5.00%. So that's the market report. You know, we're 20, 30, almost 30 segments into this history of law. Not trying to wear you all out, just letting you know that this is an area of research that I have given over many years to, and I've got tons and tons of material available that we can discuss about the history of law, these jurisprudes. And I think if we can come rightly to understand how law has developed through the centuries, and how law and public opinion and government and social structures and social orders and morals and ethics and dogmas and everything else all are interlinked, then maybe we can understand where we are today and where we need to be in the very near future, which I say is moving out of this despotic and tyrannical control system that we've got right now into a system of greater and greater freedom and less control. I know that's a rather novel idea. It's certainly not one that government seems to advance, but it's the one that our founders originally had in mind for us. And again, if we can rightly understand freedom and its relationship with property and understand how very dreadfully important property is to maintaining our freedom, then I think we can see what we actually have to lose, what our stakes are in this game, and why we don't want to be asleep at this time period. It shouldn't take more than a little ray of sunshine coming in the window that hit me in the eye this morning that reminded me that it was definitely time for me to be up and at it. Well, we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we have returned once again, and in the kind of just a quick review, you know, we're looking at this from this idea of agency from the lens of the political scientist, if you will, in this little bit of our study on law. The idea of an agent, an agency, we began that out of the dictionary, Black's Law Dictionary. I've got the Black's Law Second Pocket Edition in front of me right here. And it goes this way. If I can find it, here it is. Agency, again, the definition, just simple definition. Listen carefully. It's a fiduciary relationship created by express or implied contract or by law in which one party, the agent, may act on behalf of another party, the principal, and bind the other party by words or actions. Fairly well sums up government, doesn't it? It certainly sums up much of what occurs in business as well. And then there are many different subheads here in the Black's Pocket Dictionary that you can understand and magnify this concept of agency. And, of course, an agency requires an agent. And here's the definition from Black's on agent. One who is authorized to act for or in place of another, a representative. So we have a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government, and we have agents, general agents or special agents, our agents that we send out from each of the various districts, whether that be congressional districts, senatorial, each from each of the states, or senatorial districts to the state House of Representatives, to your state houses. We send out representatives. We send out a representative from your town to sit on county councils. We send out representatives to sit on school boards and water boards and so on and so forth. But they are one who is authorized to act for or in place of another. It's a representative. And we can compare that with principal, and of course we do. And employee, of course, that's very important as well. And so you can think again of this idea of Pat, and just make a note of it. Maybe you've got your notepad open on your browser, on your computer. Just type it in, P-A-T, capitals, P-A-T, Pat. Burn it into your mind, keep it in your head, roll it around during these broadcasts so that you can add it to your verbal pattern, if you will. The P is the principal. The principles change all the time throughout the course of the day, throughout the course of business, throughout the course of a political expression. The principles are changing all the time. Sometimes you're the principal, sometimes someone else is. And then you have the agent who acts on behalf of the principal. And then those actions affect the third party. So you have a real estate agent, a realtor, who works for a broker. That might be considered the principal, but it's not. The seller of the house is really the principal. The broker is the agent. The real estate agent is the realtor, is the sub-agent. He's an agent for the principal in the case that where the real estate agent is the broker. And then you've got the third party, and that's the buyer. And so it all just goes that away, to say it simply. But another aspect of this is tort. Tort. It's kind of unusual. You know, you think of biscotti and a cup of coffee. You know, maybe I'll have a side of Torts and some vanilla Häagen-Dazs. Well, no, Torts. Torts aren't like tarts, although it could be tartish, but it's tort, T-O-R-T. And here's the definition out of Black's Law on that. A tort is a civil wrong for which a remedy may be obtained, usually in the form of damages, a breach of a duty that the law imposes on everyone in the same relation to one another as those involved in a given transaction. And it's the branch of law dealing with such wrongs. And there's a variety of different kinds of torts. There's constitutional torts and dignatory torts and government torts and intentional torts and mass torts and negligent torts and personal torts, prenatal torts, prima facie torts, property torts, public torts, quasi torts, toxic torts, and others. Tortfeasor, lots of stuff under tort. So we've got this PAT, principal, agent, and third parties, and torts in our mind from the dictionary. Let's go to this a little bit further. From the encyclopedia again, the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, this set back in the 1930s, published by Macmillan and Company. This particular article, likely published and written no later than about 1920s, starts off this way, under agency, as a review. In an Anglo-American law, it covers the bulk of relations and transactions in which one person, the agent, is dealing with another, a third party, on behalf of still another, the principal. You see, this is very much the case in law. It's been around a while. Been around so long, as a matter of fact, that you can find it in Blackstone's commentaries on the laws of England, contemporary with the founding of this country, the United States of America, if you're listening in Europe or the East. But again, in Anglo-American law, it covers the bulk of relations and transactions in which one person, an agent, is dealing with another, a third party, on behalf of still another, the principal. It is concerned, therefore, with the external business relations of an economic group or unit and with the powers of the various representatives to affect the legal situation of the principal, a person or an organized group. In the internal setup of either the business or the production unit, agency plays its part primarily in the organizational process. A member, in being hired, fired, or promoted, is for the moment an outsider with reference to the unit and deals as an outsider with some representative. And, of course, the author's right, the eternal problem of government, whether of the state or of any other unit, involves agency with internal organization in another way. To cope with unforeseen conditions, it is repeatedly necessary to give representatives powers wider than those they are normally expected to use. And so at that point, days ago, I gave out the information that you can find in the Constitution, the federal Constitution, the Constitution for the United States, Article 1, Section 1, where it then lists out the legislative powers granted and vested in the Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and a House of Representatives. Back to this encyclopedia article. Concepts grow out of specific typical fact situations and are slow to become systematized. Again, this broadcast, this is kind of a call to arms for the brain cells. As a friend of mine, Hal Anthony, says on his broadcast, it's BYOB. You bring your own brain. You can bring a damaged brain, or you could bring one that's firing on all 12 cylinders. But in any case, brain power is required here. And I read directly from source material that you're unlikely to have in your library, so that you can take advantage of my research and just kind of sit back and let this stuff wash across your mind to get an idea that the picture is far greater than the picture that is posed by those that would stand on the sidewalk with the bullhorn and try and shout down the walls of government, or to simply get into some rhetorical chant about ending the Fed. We have a far greater problem than that. As you know, I'm into a kind of could consider myself a political realist as opposed to a political fantasist. I have little or no interest in third parties. They rarely ever succeed. We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so as we also begin the broadcast each and every day, we talk about this being the home of philosophical radicalism, largely as a way to trigger the listener, the mind of the listener, that we're going to talk a little bit about philosophy here and that some of the concepts that we expound or discuss are in their own rather radical. I think freedom is probably the most radical concept that ever came down the pike, this audacious idea that the sheeple could be free, that the chattel, the beasts of the field, could actually be free and come out from beneath the bondage of the masses. This is a rather radical concept, to be sure. And certainly, our founders had that in mind, whether you like it or not. You can say that we had a war for independence, and you could mark that from the day they fired the shots on the Lexington, at Lexington, all the way, run it all the way up to the time that Cornwallis surrendered his sword to Washington. You could call that the War of Independence. But the revolution continues. This revolutionary idea of freedom, the freedom to a freedom of opinion, the freedom of expression, all of the freedoms you can find in the first article of amendment to the Constitution, freedom of speech, the right to peaceably assemble, so on and so forth. Government is not to establish any kind of a church here. We're not going to have a state-sponsored church in this country. As Thomas Jefferson said, and I paraphrase it, I care not whether my neighbor has one gods or 100 gods or no gods. Keep your gods over on your place, I'll keep my gods over on my place, and we'll get along just fine. Pretty good way of looking at things. This idea of each of us being our principal property, our physical being, like a chalice that carries around our spirit, that is our chief property, and it is out of the mind and spirit of man that flows all of his ideas, and his ideas then translate into actions, and then those actions become their property. And if we could look for freedom as the highest end, we would have 100% control, 100% of the time, over our property, including our minds, our bodies. Of course, there are those that just want to deny us that in every generation. Back to the encyclopedia, it says, a thoroughgoing systematization of the law of representation at large has never been worked out in Anglo-American law. Never has been. Hasn't been then, still hasn't been today. One of the reasons why they obfuscate this idea of a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government is because the word representative defies the average man's ability to define. And the fact that the continent, totally divergent institutional divisions of the same subject matter work it out in both domestic and international business intercourse with practical results so similar to ours leads one to wonder how far the legal theory on the subject has great practical import. Everybody would like to just as soon forget about this idea of representation, if possible. It's a stumbling block. It's a stumbling stone. It reveals truths that some would just as soon not be revealed, but we reveal them here. And one of the principal aspects of that truth is the impossibility of representation. Virtually. Such a doubt, at least, is well-founded as to the philosophy of representation. The struggles of legal philosophers to explain or to justify representation have moved from an outworn premise to solve an unreal problem. They begin with some such assumption as that a man can acquire rights or obligations only by exercise of his own will or by personal participation in some transaction, our privity of contract, you might think. There is then the problem of carrying the acts of the representative back to the will or acts of the principal, e.g. by a fiction of identification or by inventing a delegation of will, and finally the problem of finding a concept for this purpose which squares with all the rules on the subject or the set of related subjects existing at any given time in one legal territory. In other words, we're dealing with a terribly difficult and expensive topic. It's not so much that government has failed everywhere it's been tried. It's that no one has really been able to wrap their mind adequately around and explain the theory of representation. Continuing from the encyclopedia here, it says, but it saves labor to think of law as in the main a reflection of felt expectations and necessities, and to recognize that legal rights and obligations are acquired in the first instance through exercise of the will not of the parties, but of legal officials. Representation becomes normal in law because normal in life. It becomes normal in law because it is normal in life. This is not to deny importance to the legal philosophy or the legal theory. The view that a principle must be in existence to be represented still ordinarily annuls an agent's power on the unknown death of his principle. The feeling that a contract is an abnormal relation and can affect at most the contracting parties is still potent in the law. And of course, they're referring to these dusty tomes, and by bringing them into as I like Hal Anthony. If you've never listened to his broadcast, Hal suffers a back injury. He's back on the air now, at least in the first hour of his broadcast. I'm really glad that he's back on air. He's over on the Revolution Broadcasting Network. But another one of the little phrases I picked up from Hal is getting the black and white in your eyes. Well, I've been doing it for years, but I never stated it that way. But that's what we're trying to do here, is we put the black and white in our eyes. Now, here you, your audience, the listener, are listening. But at this time of the morning, we're jump-starting our brain with language directly out of these dusty tomes that so far outreaches the language of everyday common language that perhaps we haven't heard things expressed this way in our lives. Certainly not in a long time. But they're very complex. We're moving from the Occam's razor, everything is simple. As I like to say, walking barefoot on the upturned edge of Occam's razor, we're moving, transitioning from the simple to the extremely complex. When we start looking at the legal relationship between all and all. Big stuff. Even if we wanted to express it as equity. Equal justice as opposed to social justice. Again, even negotiable paper carries in the obligatory formulary words, order or bearer, the marks of the origin in agency to collect. That's a tough one there. All of these various little phrases have been separated in this particular lengthy paragraph-long sentence by the use of semicolons. You take each of these little parts apart, sit down and transcribe parts of this broadcast with your own handwriting, make a copybook, and then study these out for yourself. Unfortunately, this encyclopedia is not up on the internet. I can't just drop a link into a chat room someplace for you. Continuing, but a modern legal philosophy has as its task in this field, as in others, rather to examine the origin and working of ancient premises than to accept them as posing its problems. Nor does it serve much purpose to attempt a complete philosophic harmonization of a set of rules where some are fossils from a past age and some are only in the process of emergence. Something borrowed, something new, something old. What do they say? Something blue? I don't know. Picked up that little phrase at a wedding one time. Thought it was rather interesting. How the bride is supposed to be dressed, I suppose. On the whole, agency has been of almost equal importance with contract as a device facilitating the development of the modern business structure. Can't get away from this topic, folks. PAT, principals and agents and third parties. Vitally important, but you've never heard it taught on radio before. It was once a, if not the, major way of organizing a mercantile enterprise, as in the relationship between the master of a vessel, the supercargo, and the factor. It still remains the major building material, even in the corporate structure. It has, moreover, been a fertile matrix of specialized adjustments. And again, this being written as early as 1920. Back, stay with us.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so each day, as you listen to Oracle Broadcasting Network and the various and sundry hosts on the network, and we hear about all of the various news articles, the daily news, as I like to think it really is the regurgitorium. And you know what that is, of course. That's where people in the early days would go someplace and they would eat until they puke. They would puke intentionally and then they would eat again. The whole idea is like bulimic and anorexic, isn't it? They got so much pleasure out of the flesh, so much pleasure out of eating that they would eat until they were just absolutely stuffed, couldn't eat any more than they would puke, and then they'd eat again. Well, it's kind of the way I view modern news, Reuters and the rest of them. They're just regurgitating these crystalled stories. If you just take, you listen to each of these stories and then plug in your formula, PAT. Who is the principal? Who is the agent? And who are the third parties in each of the various news stories? Get a window into what's really going on and then look at all the window dressing that's been added for the purpose of public notice. Again, it requires your consent. You have to comply. When they say be fearful, you need to be fearful. When they say to be bold, you need to be bold, right? Voluntary compliance. But back to our discussion here. Again, this was an article written by K.N. Llewellyn in the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, published by Macmillan Publishing, and this, the latest reference in this article in the bibliography there at the end, is 1924 to 1925, so 100 years ago, virtually, this article being written, I'm reading from the original documents. Finally, with growing specialization, agency takes on another aspect, especially in the purveying of services. The specialized purveyor, as in bank handling of collections and stock brokerage, moves largely out of the control of his principal, become an independent unit, and may gather sufficient financial power to finance and even control his scattered quote-unquote principals. So the textile factors and import bankers, or may, by reason of distance and the manipulative opportunities of a central market, call forth legislative control in the interest of his unorganized principals, quote, or parenthetically, so the produce commission men. All of this, just getting words in your ears, if you will, to understand how big this topic is. And how it infects and affects every aspect of our lives on a daily basis. These three critters, the principal, often you, sometimes others, the agents, and third parties. In all such cases of independence of the quote-unquote agent, the tendency is strong for the one-time agency to become swallowed up in contract as between two independent dealers. And here they reference railroads, warehousemen, and stockbrokers. This morning on the news of the Greek Auditorium, Bloomberg, Greece ostensibly is out of trouble. And the euro is safe, if you want to believe that article. In such cases, the control of the specific operations passes increasingly out of the principal, and the agent makes any necessary contracts or arrangements on his own account. In the grain elevator case, the agent will not even be required to redeliver the same grain he received. We talked about that a little bit. This is commingling. We talked about commingling and confusion. Whose grain is whose grain in an elevator full of grain? In the grain elevator case, the agent will not even be required to re-deliver the same grain he received. In the case of a bank transmitting funds, the money received goes into the bank's general assets. You deposit a $100 bill today, you come back tomorrow, you want your $100 back, and they give you a different bill or a note. It represents the one you gave, but it's not the same one. They couldn't do it. Once they put it in their drawer and they count it at the end of the day or conduct their business transaction, that bill, that $100 bill may be gone. Matching serial numbers would be impossible. So how could you ever get your $100 back? Well, you don't get your $100 back. You get someone else's. On the production side, where the relationship, as, for example, between master and servant, is of a slightly different character, since the servant does things for his master as contrasted with an agent who deals with people for his principal, there is a similar development toward a contractual arrangement. Thus, the master or principal is freed from responsibility for wrongs committed by the independent contractor in the course of getting the agreed job done. There is the article. And then they point, or they see, if this was a Wikipedia article, there we have these links at the bottom, see, representation, legal, in other words, legal representation, liability, negligence, torts, state liability, contract, sale, trusts and trustees, guardianship, broker, marketing, as places to go, hot links. Not the same kind of hot links that you'd have with sausage, but hot links nonetheless. Let's go backwards in time. Let's go backwards in time a couple hundred years and go back and talk a little bit about John of Salisbury. This out of the Higher Law, Background of American Constitutional Law by Edward S. Corwin, a Liberty Fund book, where you find these words written by the author, "The conception of a higher law pervades the Middle Ages." You see, there's this idea that has been with us for a long time about the natural law, this law that overarches all other laws, a law that all other laws come from, the supreme lawgiver, the creator of the universe, or as Carolyn Harris says, multiverse. On her broadcast, the Iconoclast Report, heard on this network. an overarching law, a law that is above all laws. It's the laws that regulate the planet Earth. Who could say that we could do without government? There's nothing, nothing, nothing that isn't governed. Okay? Mike Chambers has the mustard for my hot links. Anyway, this idea of higher law, it transcends all the others. It's the law of the creator of the universe, that all men are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Rights, rights. You Americans are going to know what it's like to have no rights very soon. But endowed by our creator with certain unalienable or unalienable, inseparable rights. So the conception of a higher law, again, back to Corwin's writing here, and if you don't know who Edward S. Corwin is, you could Google him up, put him in your browser, Google, Scroogle, Dogpile, or web ferret it, a very influential jurisprude. The concept of a higher law pervades the Middle Ages. It also becomes sharpened to that of a code distinctly for rulers, the divine right of kings, the infallibility of the Pope, the vicar of Christ on earth. The concept of a higher law pervades the Middle Ages. In the pages of the Polycrates, or Polycraticus, of the Englishman John of Salisbury, the first systematic writer on politics in the Middle Ages, one learns that, quote, there are certain precepts of the law which have perpetual necessity, having the force of law among all nations, and which absolutely cannot be broken. Of course, Jorge Bush and company and Barry the Usurper and the boys would have you not look in that direction. This clear reflection of the Ciceronian conception of natural law had found its way to later centuries, notably through the writings of St. Isidore of Seville and the Decretum of Gratian. But joined with the same conception and clearly contributing to its survival over a critical period was the identification of the higher law with Scripture, with the teachings of the Church, and with the corpus juris. Oh my. As the Club of Rome begins to dictate all things in the modern age, the influence of the Vatican has not diminished. Although I think political Zionism has trumped the Vatican temporarily. Dropping down a little bit further here in the same section, again regarding to John, of even greater importance is the fact that John addresses his councils exclusively to princes. We find that when we studied the Fuggers, you know, the brother Fuggers, the father Fuggers, and the mother Fuggers, the bankers of Europe, for hundreds of years prior to the emergence of the Rothschilds, the Bowers. Well, we'll pick it up right there, addressing our councils exclusively to the princes, maybe talk a little bit about Machiavelli and continue our study of agency. We'll be right back.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. The home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, March the 10th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday, even when we oversleep, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Not doing too bad. Having only moments to prepare before coming on air this morning, did oversleep that alarm clock. Have to find out why it didn't fire. You know, that wind-up Big Ben clock that I've got by my bed has fired for many, many, many years, and I don't know why it didn't last night, but it's all right. I'll forgive it this time. It's not as old as I am, but it's older than most. Anyway, and continuing along here, we're involved in the study of agents and agencies, the principals, the agents, and third parties, looking at it through the lens of political science. Perhaps that one missing link that we've been looking for over the last hundreds of years has been an adequate definition or understanding of this concept of representation. Perhaps if we could solve this puzzle, we could for once do without the established two-party political system. Perhaps we could do without parties in general. Perhaps if we could find ways that we could present ourselves without the intermediary, life would be a little bit more suitable to all of the people. I'm not invoking the greatest good of the greatest number, but certainly looking back to what Francis Hutcheson thought about when he originally penned the book from which we get the happiness principle, the pursuit of happiness. Very interesting stuff. But as we began in the previous hour, a little bit here from John of Salisbury, the Englishman, his writings Polycraticus. Of even greater importance is the fact that John addresses his councils exclusively to the princes, and of course that's the council that Machiavelli was giving to much earlier than John when he wrote the book The Prince. I have several editions of The Prince from various and sundry publishers, and I notice that there is some divergence in the translations. It's so difficult being limited as I am to one language, can't read these various and sundry works in their original tongues. Something seems to get lost when it's translated to English. Some things are gained, but some things are lost. Anyway, there were two sets of reasons for this. On the one hand, yielding to the Christian dispensation with its otherworld outlook. Its otherworld outlook, we talked about that so long ago when we were studying The History of Civilizations by Edward McNall Burns, another college course study. And we looked at this Oriental despotisms as they moved to the West, which virtually clamped a lid down on the minds of man, into this box. In this box we call the Dark Ages. Things happened. Times changed. Tempus fugit. but yielding to the Christian dispensation with his other world outlook. A certain pessimism of always keeping your head up, looking for the life thereafter, the afterlife, instead of making the most out of the life that we've been given and blessed with on a day-to-day basis. Everyone's always looking towards their time in heaven. Well, maybe this is heaven. Depends on how you, what glasses you wear. Maybe you're ruining your 100 years in heaven. Well, you had the chance because you kept looking for something even greener, some pasture even better than a five-senses world like this. This is about as close to heaven as you can get. I don't imagine living out of body could be much fun. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic Spark Plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic Spark Plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic Spark Plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic Plugs. Now get a free Sonic Spark Plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Wednesday, March the 10th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And for all of our audience that is just now joining us, again, my name is William Roberts, always with good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. We're continuing a rather lengthy study, a look at the history of law, and why not. We've got about 28 segments so far in this, and we'll continue it for a while yet longer. I've got stacks and stacks of books here on my radio table I haven't even referred to yet. But, again, a big shout-out, as we love to do at this time, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, the affiliate and micro broadcasting systems carrying this broadcast this morning. I thank you all for listening and for carrying this broadcast to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Something I say prompts you to challenge me or to bring out more, your calls are always welcome. But again, talking about John of Salisbury, his writings, Polycrates the Englishman in the Middle Ages, he addresses his councils exclusively to the princes, yielding to this Christian dispensation with its other world outlook. Just natural. The natural law, just natural, the natural law, had lost all of its significance as a way of life, the promised goal of which was earthly bliss. You know, we've heard from Lee Rogers and Josh Reeves and others talking about the Council on National Policy, Council on National Policy, also known as the CMP, as a creation of Tim LaHaye and his wife Beverly years ago, and they were influenced in their thinking by a man named Francis Schaeffer, who was the guru that set that up. I'm still inquiring, making my inquiry into it yet, the jury's not in, but they were very concerned about the overwhelming influence of humanism. Of course, the humanists were those that actually brought the Reformation on. They were the original disestablishmentarians. The Jesuits, of course, were the anti-disestablishmentarianisms, those that wanted to keep the church going and all of that. But it was the humanists and the humanism and the resurrection, the finding again brought to the fore by the Moors of the writings of the Greeks that really got us on the beam. This began the Age of Enlightenment. This took the box off the head of the people that the Catholic Church had placed on the people. You know, omino domini, pasti, you know, romano, and spaghetti. What does that mean to you or me? You know, sitting there in the pews, dusting the pews, and you got somebody up there speaking a language you can't understand, reading from a book you don't know how to read. But, anyway, some people thought it might be handy to put these scriptures and gospels in vernacular languages and make them accessible to the people. And in so doing, all hell broke loose. And that's what the CMP rails against, is humanism. Well, it's a different way of looking at things. The natural law, which many of the Christian conservatives champion for today, the natural law is anathema, largely, to these gospels because of reference point. The natural law looks to earthly bliss, and the dogmatics look to a life hereafter. They look to the hereafter. Even with the other daughter in the chain of three, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, the three prongs of Poseidon's trident, the spirit of division that keeps us constantly at war one with another. Very little Godhead in any of that, my opinion. But anyway, prong number east, Islam. Of what value could 70 virgins in heaven be when you no longer have the tools to deal with the virgins? Makes no sense to me. Rather than waiting for 70 virgins, maybe go find a virtuous woman and get down. You know, they say, yo man, get down. Live your life. Enjoy the earthly bliss. How long did you stand in line to get here? This might be a vacation planet and you're ruining your vacation. Waiting for something better. It's all a ride anyway, right? Well, that's what I say in this time of the day. The business of the judge, however, is justice, yet justice by what standard? The answer that John returns to this question is, in effect, the jus naturale, furnished out with the content just described. again. At the same time, the art of legislation, which Aristotle and Cicero always had preeminently in mind, had for the time being ceased to exist. On the other hand, was the Teutonic concept of the ruler as simply soldier and judge. Well, again, we're looking at the difference here between principals, agents, and third parties. And for that, we'll go back and pick up just a little bit more out of Dillevaux and Howard's The Principles of Business Law. And again, we're looking at the Uniform Commercial Code through the lens of the instructors, the teachers in law, in a course of law. This is a university level or college level textbook on business law, 9th edition, published 1971. Wherein they take apart the Uniform Commercial Code, the creation of the National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws, they, a creation of the American Bar Association, that's meat for another discussion, but these authors are taking apart piece by piece and part by part in a lengthy 1,189-page exposition of the Uniform Commercial Code, teaching it to budding young businessmen and lawyers. And here on this section, it talks about apparent versus ostensible authority. Rather brief section. Got about a minute here before the break. The terms apparent, and again, the terms. When we're talking about law, we're talking about terms. When you're talking about science, you're talking about terms. When you're talking about engineering, you're talking about terms. When we're doing casual social interchange, the language which we speak one to another, then we're talking about the meanings and senses of words that we use in our language. But when we go into any of these specialized language games, we elevate the meanings and senses away from that, and words away from that, to terms and definitions. So the terms apparent authority and ostensible authority are synonymous and describe the authority, a principle, intentionally or by want of ordinary care, causes or allows a third party to believe the agent to possess. Apparent authority and ostensible authority. That the established two-party political system and the lapdog media lead you to believe that your agent or representatives or congressors possess. Well, we'll pick it up right now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells.
Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
See the reality behind the illusions. Join us on the Iconoclast Report, Saturdays, 12 to 4 p.m., Shattering Paradigms, one show at a time.
Yeah, it's so long ago that I can't remember when. Front of someone's television set, watching an Arc Link letter broadcast on the TV, probably black and white. And as you know, he always liked to bring young boys and girls on his broadcast, and this time had a little Negro girl sitting there beside him, all pretty, with her hair perfect and a little dress on, imagine. And Arc asked the little one, "What would you like to be when you grow up?" And the little girl said, "A neurosurgeon." Art looked at her and looked at the audience, the cameras, and looked back at her. "Well, why would you like to be a neurosurgeon?" he asked. And the little girl says, "Because they make a lot of money." Isn't that the way it goes, folks? How many people out there today would have ever considered, "Well, it would be nice if I was a lawyer, study law, and I could become a lawyer." Why? Well, because you make a lot of money. But there's a whole gob and a bunch to the study of law that may never get you to a bar card, and that may never even get you into a courtroom, hopefully, that can be useful in life, and that you don't need to spend hundreds and thousands of dollars in order to get that little sheepskin, the Juris Doctorate, so that you can then go out and pillage your friends for all that money that you wanted to get as a lawyer. We talk about law, the study of law, as it is interwoven into the very fabric of our existence. Again, apparent authority and ostensible authority in our agents. We believe our agents possess certain authorities. They believe they possess certain authorities. The other day, whether it's C-SPAN or whatever it was, I heard somebody play the clip. I don't remember if it was Pelosi or somebody else. One of the senators, actually. Someone on the floor was addressing them by name, and they said, "Please use the word senator. Please call me senator." It took me a long time to gain that title. Titles of nobility being banned and constitutionally prohibited, but so interested in that title, more so than talking mano a mano in a deliberative assembly in regards to things that impact all of we the people. Believing themselves to possess greater powers than perhaps they were given. But liability of the principal for the ostensible acts of the agent rests on the doctrine of estoppel, this is just a review. We'll go into estoppel at another time. But the liability of the principal for these ostensible agent's acts, what they believe they have the right or the power to possess. They talk about three essential elements of an estoppel are conduct, reliance, and injury, required to create an apparent authority.
the difference between an apparent authority and ostensible authority. You can look it up in your dictionaries. An agent's apparent authority to do an act for a principal must be based on the principal's words or conduct and cannot be based on anything the agent himself has said or done. An agent cannot create his or her own authority. They cannot. See, we keep looking at this as if these cretins are immune, that they exist outside of or above the law. They do not. But we never proceed against them in law. We just take it on the shorts, you know, in the shorts, and then just walk on down the road. RICO, racketeering, Uniform Commercial Code, they always want to talk about, well, it's just, we do this because it's in commerce. The laws of commerce gives us, the Commerce Clause gives us the authority. Well, if it gives them the authority to move on this, then wouldn't it follow that it gives us the authority in commerce to take on these various and sundry usurpers in the court of law where they rightfully belong? They're not immune, although they may now. They may have passed some kind of immunity clauses for themselves. But the Constitution only gives the Congress critters immunity on the to and fro. And as they, what do they call it, circumnabulate in Washington, the District of Criminals. And the reason for that was so that no one could waylay, no highwayman could stop someone riding on horseback or in carriage on their way from the colonies to the District of Columbia, so that they could convene in government. That's the real immunity. He couldn't stop them because they were driving 60 miles an hour and a 50 mile an hour, put him in jail for 24 hours for the purpose of delaying a vote and those sorts of things. You couldn't set him up at a hostel someplace and get him a little bit high on rum and then into the rack with a hooker and then bust them and keep them from going to Washington because of their transgressions. They were immune on the way to and on the way from and while in Congress assembled, if my understanding is correct. Dropping down a little bit further in this particular segment, to illustrate, upon several occasions, A endorses his principal's name to checks and has them cashed at the bank. The principal has never given the agent such authority, but no protest is lodged with the bank until the agent appropriates to his own use the proceeds from one of the checks. The principal then attempts to recover from the bank. By approval of the agent's previously unauthorized actions, the principal has led the bank to reasonably assume that the agent possesses authority to endorse the checks. Our silence is assent. Because we did nothing, our parents and grandparents did nothing 30, 40, 50, 60, 80, 100 years ago. Congress and your state houses have assumed that it's okay. People are all down with that. And so then they proceed. And then in law, case precedent, stare decisis, law, says, well, this is the way they've always done it. And so it's okay. People are down with this. They like this. It's extra-constitutional. But it's okay. Well, is it okay? Look where it's gotten us. Maybe it's time to become vocal local once again. Here's another short section. Authority created by necessity or emergency. Emergency. An existing emergency which necessitates immediate action adds sufficiently to the agent's powers to enable him to meet the situation. How many times have we heard this one? Here's the quote again. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the 32nd president, 32nd degree president, declaring boldly in his inaugural address that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself, and the nation calls for action, and action now, Roosevelt addressed himself to the task of instituting a New Deal for the United States. From the Congress, then overwhelmingly Democratic, he asked broad executive powers, quote, as great as the power that would be given me if we were in fact invaded by a foreign foe. Congress complied. Presidentially enacted initiated or sponsored collectively the New Deal. That's what it was known as. But this is always the idea of emergencies. An emergency exists in the Benton County Zoning Code of Arkansas. They just simply declare that an emergency exists. We say emergency exists, therefore emergency exists. And why? And your state, you know, you have a windstorm, a wind event, some kind of a man-made or natural disaster, quote-unquote. Chile, cataclysmic. And then your state, your governor, your county council, or the president of the United States declares an a state of emergency. Why? An existing emergency which necessitates immediate action. The nation calls for action and action now. Adds sufficiently to the agent's power to enable him to meet the situation. Crisis here, folks. Right.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, in reiterating the fact that authority is created by necessity or emergency, an existing emergency which necessitates immediate action. The nation calls for action and action now. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, 32nd president, adds sufficiently to the agent's powers to enable him to meet the situation.
However, if time permits and the principal is available, any proposed remedy for the difficulty must be submitted to the principal for approval. And we are the principal, and our representatives ostensibly are Congress, right? And so they have to go to Congress for the approvals. It is only when the principal is not available that the powers of the agent are extended in the middle of the night. But you see, we have a real problem here, Houston. When Congress makes these approvals and they don't consult we the people, they are the representatives. They were sent ostensibly to represent us. We failed to send them with instructions, but we did provide them with the Constitution, which clearly limits their powers. But they failed to consult with us, we the people. They don't hold the town hall meetings before they give their approvals to these emergency powers. Again, it's only when the principal is not available that the powers of the agents are extended. Furthermore, the agent receives no power greater than that sufficient to solve the difficulty. Thus, the power of an agent to borrow money on the strength of his principal's credit is rarely implied. See how important it is to know the commercial law? Lex Mercatoria, the world we live in. Let's bring up our caller. Good morning, 313 area code. Good morning. Caller on the line. Can you hear me? Hello, caller. And goodbye. Okay. Always willing to take your calls. And Brian, I missed your call earlier. You're welcome to call back in. I was going to you as you dropped off the line. Always like to hear from Brian. He definitely likes to exercise his ability to become vocal local, and you can too at 866-841-1065. You talk about secret limitations. Again, we're looking right into the commercial law here, Uniform Commercial Code. The third party, having established that an agency exists and having determined in a general way the limits of the authority, is not bound to explore for unexpected and unusual restrictions. He is justified in assuming, in the absence of contrary information, that the agent possesses those powers which like agents customarily have. And so the fire departments, the first responders, and everybody comes round and about when they get the call to arms, so to speak. Because as a third party, they're not bound to find out whether or not a governor or a county commission or somebody else, a president, actually possesses the authority to ask for their assistance and to authorize them to do such a thing as tampering with a crime scene, as they did in New York City and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and at the Pentagon. Don't be picking up anything here after the airplane hit the wall, Dick Cheney or Donald Rumsfeld. This is all evidence in a crime scene. Ratification, again, right out of the Uniform Commercial Code. As previously noted, a principal may become bound on an unauthorized contract by ratifying it. We're the principal. We may become bound on an unauthorized contract by ratifying it. Ratification is an express or implied adoption or confirmation with knowledge of all material matters by one person of a contract performed in his behalf by another who at that time assumed to act as his agent but lacked authority to do so. And this ratification cures the defect of the lack of authority, which is why it's so very vitally important for them to act quickly and to start cutting checks and to get everybody to step it up and receive the banker bailout money. Why? Because it cures the defect of the lack of authority. Why, you need to run out there and buy your cash for clunker car and get your $1,500 credit on green energy 4-star windows and stuff for your home through the Sears representatives, or to rush out and take your H1N1 vaccine and all the other stuff. You ratify this. But you're the principal. Government is your agent. It's only when they obfuscate that and they take the mantle of principal, they usurp the idea of principal, that the agent, becomes the principal and you become the sheeple. It's only then that they cure the defect of the lack of authority, because your silence is a ratification. Let's find out a little bit more about that. Conduct constituting ratification. Ratification may either be expressed or implied, where certain formalities, such as a writing or an authorization under seal, are required to create a particular agency. The ratification must follow the form required for the creation of the agency. And so if you have to put your hand on the big book and swear in order to create that agency, then the ratification must follow the same formalities. Aside from this, any conduct that definitely indicates an intention on the part of the principal to adopt the transaction will constitute ratification. Accepting the benefits of the contract or basing a suit on the validity of an agreement clearly amounts to ratification. As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalists' transition as they enter into our towns, our cities, and our counties and our states. Why? Because a bold, vocal, local people know that when we put our hands out for unearned shekels and grants and aid, the shackles of control come on. And how do they come on? Because we have ratified this otherwise unconstitutional, immoral, amoral, unethical act by a usurping agent posing as an imposter, a usurper, as a principal. Accepting the benefits of the contract or basing our suits on the validity of an agreement clearly amounts to ratification. Ratification may be implied by any facts and circumstances from which it can reasonably be inferred that the party to be charged with knowledge of facts acquiesced in and accepted the transaction as his own, or which are inconsistent with any other intention. Again, right out of a law book, teaching young minds to be lawyers, representatives as a trustee. This from Sir Edmund Burke, written long ago, the English constitutional system, the representative as a trustee. Lord Brougham writes, and this is out of Representation, we introduced this book yesterday, Hannah Finichel Pitkin, University of California out of Berkeley, an Atherton controversy published in 1969, contemporary here with our college textbook. This may be an assigned reader, college reader, for the same students studying business law at the same university, Berkeley, California, perhaps, that use this DeLavoe and Howard's Principles of Business Law, 9th edition. But this introduction to this section, written by Edmund Burke, here's an introduction that our editor, Hannah Finichel Pitkin, added. Here's a quote. It's not representation if the constituents do so far retain a control as to act for themselves. They may communicate with their delegate, but he is to act, not they. He is to act for them, not they for themselves. It is not representation if the constituents do so far retain a control as to act for themselves. Lord Brougham. Edmund Burke, the English constitutional system, men have no natural right to govern themselves. Oh, yeah. Before we go into that, let's go to this and go live to Brian in Arizona. Good morning, Brian.
Well, I wanted to bring up the subject. It's a little off topic. I don't know that you mind, but it's real indicative of how bad this economy could really, really turn. I was talking to a gentleman the other day. He and a group of people make many, many strip centers. He feels they're going to bust and go to 50 to 100 a foot. I talked to another gentleman yesterday that said the government is going to change the rules so that all these $20 million strip centers that are worth $10 million when they bust, the real numbers, the banks will not have to sell them. They will be able to hold them like all of these other toxic assets. And my question is, if somebody bought it at $250 a foot, say $20 million,
and now it's worth $100 a foot real dollars because of the 40% decrease in rent and the 30% vacancy factor. How does the bank expect to make money? And it's going to blow out the bank.
Okay, hold it right there. We're going to go into a break and we can respond to that on the other side. Stay with us.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
All right, so visiting with Brian from Arizona, as most of our listeners do know, Brian has a real estate background, is involved with commercial real estate ventures, and is pretty knowledgeable on all of these things and tracks it on a daily basis. Brian, in the model that you posed in regards to the owners of strip malls, the mortgage system and all of that, let's go ahead and apply this PAT one time and see if we can identify who is the principal, who is the agent or agents, and who is the third parties involved in this. Who would be the principal in regards to, let's say, a strip mall? Is that the owner of the property?
Yeah, okay, say the owner buys it at $250 a foot, and he's, let's take for sake of argument, that's a $10 billion shopping center with...
Okay, hold on. First, let's go ahead and lay out the model so that we can understand it, rather than going into the financial details. So first of all, the principal in this relationship is the owner, And then the agent, at least the first agent, would be the realtors. They're the ones, the brokers that are brokering the deal. Would that be fair?
Yeah, but they really don't. That they don't really count into the equation. I mean, I'm a broker, and I mean let's forget the broker. He's already been paid his commission when he sold it in 05 for $250 a foot. Now, in order for that man to pay $250 a foot, he's already out of the picture at the point that we're talking about now.
Okay, so who then would be the agent in this? The bank? The lender?
No. Agents don't matter right now. Forget about agents. What I'm at a start point at an end point. The start point is, let's say the guy bought it directly from the owner for $250 a foot. There was no broker involved. Let's pretend there are no brokers involved. Somebody's buying it principal to principal. He buys it at $240 to $250 a foot. Okay. Now, here's what happens. He has to have a rent of about $40 to $45 a foot to make this thing work. The reason is, and the reason the $10 million is important, because I'm showing you the progress. You put $2 million down, you finance $8 million. Based upon the debt, here's the problem. The problem is this. You have to get $40 to $45 a foot rent to make it work and not go in the hole. Here's the bigger problem. Every 5 years, these have to be refinanced. Okay, you have to get it. They're just like apartments. They're commercial loans, and they put a call on them every 5 years. So when your rents from 2005 to 2010 go from 40 a foot to 22 a foot, the numbers change, and because of your NOI, your net operating income goes down, and then if you figure in 10 to up to 50% vacancies in some of these buildings, in the better areas, it's maybe 5 to 15% vacancies. So you factor in lower rents and you factor in vacancies. You now calculate a new value on that property of somewhere under $8 million, and it's probably between $5 and $7 million. But if you owe $8 million on it, you can't go back to the bank and refinance that without coming out of pocket the difference. If it's worth $5, you're going to have to give them $3 and then refinance it at $5 million. You follow me? They're not going to finance you on an underwater property, no more than on an underwater house. They're just not going to do it. I mean, they're not stupid. People that toss around $5 to $8 million don't do, well, they do dumb things, but the banks aren't.
Let me interrupt. They do very dumb things. I know a lot of people that are very wealthy who are upside down, inside out, and broke now because they didn't pay attention to the coming on real estate bubble, and they're still living in the land of denial, because now this particular case that you're presenting, this particular individual who has basically bought onto a pipe dream, is upside down, inside out on a piece of property dependent upon rental incomes, is not going to be able to realize those incomes and cannot pay for that, is concerned because he can't go back to the bank and get a sucker bank to get involved in it. The person is on his way to bankruptcy. No. He's going to be out of the picture.
But hold on. No, what I said is the banks aren't going to do dumb things now in this economy and lend you $8 million. Yeah, the dumb people, five, the people that thought it would never end, you're right. There were lots of smart people who did dumb things back then. I mean, everybody was buying like there were a few people I know that wouldn't buy. Those were the smartest. But even the very bright ones were still buying. Here's the problem. The banks aren't going to loan you $8 on something that's worth $5. That means it's all going back to the banks. That's the first scenario. The only other scenario, and this is what I'm hearing in many storages, is the banks are giving 6-month extensions on these properties. And they keep, and then they wind up driving the guy into bankruptcy because he can only extend and come out of pocket on an upside deal so long, upside down deal, maybe 2 years. But the other scenario is, most of them are going back to the banks. But here's the problem that I heard yesterday. The federal government is going to change the laws to where the banks do not have to take these toxic assets and sell them at market rates. In other words,
what I heard yesterday, Brian, was that in this, is, I don't know whether this is extended to commercial properties, but in as far as residential properties are concerned, is that you could sell your property at a loss, get a little pocket money to take the walk, and you take the walk. And so If that applies to commercial properties, that might be the case. But again, now we're looking at retroactive legislation, law that applies to the past as opposed to that to the future, which I find reprehensible. It's a socialist program of bailing out people that otherwise should fail. No one's too big to fail, and if a realtor is involved in this, and a principal is involved in this, and a banker is involved in that, somewhere in all of this, the commercial law should find culpability. And when you find that, the principal going in and buying the property at that price with this loan is either just going to have to fess up to the fact that they didn't possess the business acumen they thought they did, and go ahead and declare bankruptcy and walk away from it, or they were given information, intel by their agents. They operated with either apparent or ostensible authority, took information from their agent and based their actions upon that. Or third, they went to the third party, the lender, and the lender, not doing due diligence, didn't look into the financial matrix and loaned money on an investment that was bound to fail. So, I mean, there are places or remedies in law, and I think Skidmore and crew talk about that too. There may be remedies in law for this, but I really don't see where, you know, the people that have bought in on this pipe dream that we really need to wring our hankies too much over, because the signposts have been up since the 90s.
You're missing the point. I'm not talking about the fools who bought in on this. I'm talking about when these properties go to the bank. What I'm hearing is the federal government is going to allow them to hang on to them and not force them to sell them like they did during the RTC days when they blew out land at 5 cents on the dollar. In other words, all these toxic assets are going to go back to banks, and the banks are going to sit on them and probably continue to collect rent and have real, real low rates of return, because don't forget, they put out 80%. If it was a $10 million deal, they put out $8 million. Now it's worth $5 million. They're in it at $8 and collecting rent as though it's worth $5. So their returns are so low, but they're not forced to sell them. They're hanging on to them in their toxic asset category. What happens when all these banks get overloaded with more toxic assets of probably shopping centers out there that are going to come back to them? What happens to the economy when they hang on to these? And what happens to the bank's balance sheets? And do the banks implode at that point, or when do the banks implode?
Well, I don't know whether or not the banks will be allowed to implode in this new socialist paradigm that we're involved in, because we're bailing out the banks. In other words, we're creating debt. We're creating money out of nothing. We're creating these Federal Reserve notes, and then we're handing them to failed institutions, namely the banks. On this particular instance, with the numbers as you posed them, if the developer, the principal goes bust because he got in at the wrong time in a bubble, and the bank goes bust because they made that foolish loan, that would only seem to be logical. Then the next thing is that house will, that property will eventually be on the market, but because there's going to be so much of them, their values are going to run to virtually nothing. And there'll be, it'll be fire sale time again, at which time the creditors will step in, those that actually underwrite the system, and they'll pick up things for pennies on the dollars, just like they did back in the Great Depression in our lifetime. So really, once again, in my mind, it does need to come back to this idea of the principal, the action, the agent, and the third party. And, this is basically where it's going. But we're fresh out of time, folks. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet.
Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your Liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.